Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Well, the Genip Group offers hair products, personal image solutions, and spa outlets in more than 60 locations, including Singapore and beyond. Well, the group has an international presence through product distribution as well as the physical storefronts in Malaysia, Indonesia, and China. But the journey has been far from easy since their very first outlet at Katong Plaza. Some of us may remember it was established in 1982. It was about 10 to 12 hour days, so 7 days a week doing hair for like 60 clients, I hear, and this went on for like some 20 years, yeah. So Group Managing Director of the Genip Group, Mervyn Wee, joins us here today to tell us more about how he stayed the course. Welcome to the show, Mervyn.
Hi, Bernard.
Yeah, how are you? Okay, now, what kept you going, Mervyn? I mean, looking back, how did you endure such long hours each day and for so many years?
Yeah, in fact, thinking about it, it's really a long journey, but however, we always focus on our goal, which is very clear to us. And we know what we want. And it's also our passion and we enjoy doing the work. So if you're talking about 20 years, 10, 12 hours a day, it's hard work, but to me, it's like not really working hard because I'm enjoying it.
You have the passion to do
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So, okay. Of course, we are young, we are energetic. Yeah? And of course, my wife, she's very strong. Although she's very petite, but she's very strong. I'm big, but not so strong.
So you have a strong supporter by your side.
Absolutely. Yeah, by the wife, family support. You know?
That's always good to know. But I think, I believe, Mervyn, that the passion is very important for whatever that you do.
Absolutely.
You know, so when you have a passion in certain things, you don't even feel like you're working.
Absolutely, yeah.
I understand that Genip's group has also gone into some education and training for your staff as well. You want to tell us more about that?
Yeah, you see, in this business, there's so much that Genip myself can do, as you mentioned just now, 60 hair a day is really a handful. So the only leveraging I get is to train talents. And one of my strengths is I enjoy teaching because by teaching, I'm actually learning a lot from each other, the sharing and all that. And the best of all, it brings a better understanding between me and my team.
So when you say training, meaning you personally train them, or do you stand them for lessons? Or
I train them on the job training. And there's a lot of communication, counselling, and then thoughts, sharing thoughts and all that. And this is something that I'm really very interested in, you know.
Okay, so tell us, how does it work? So that you train these people, obviously these are your talents, your upcoming talents, you train them, and then what happens?
In the early days when I trained them, they already hairdressers, they already experienced hairdressers.
Okay.
So the main thing is to train in the culture, the way to think, and the career path. We must share our goal with them, so as to know that, see, while working hard, we are also enjoying and actually journeying to our goals.
I mean, how did you come to realize that incentivizing the job lead to better talent retention? And is that how you believe in?
Well, Bernard, I believe every individual, we need recognition, attention, and appreciation. So I also did give them like overseas trip and courses. Right? So I want them to enjoy working with us, you know, not that they, so that they look forward every day to come and work with me rather than, you know, dreadful.
Okay. So I know, Mervyn, Genip Group also, you guys personalize and bespoke services to suit different satellite towns where you establish, with the established outlets as well. How did you realize that offering something personalized, having a bespoke services are necessary for your business?
Well, Bernard, I think from a very young age, I have a gift for observation. So I go to places like Katong, I go to Orchard Road, and I notice why the Katong boys and girls, they dress differently and they have a certain style.
Okay.
And when I go to Orchard Road, they have their own style.
Okay.
Serangoon, they have their own style. So each town or each location, they actually have a preferred style there. And this is one of the things that actually helps us to identify what kind of style and priorities these satellite towns, you know, you prefer. Yeah,
it's very, very
interesting, right?
Very good, very interesting. No, because I do observe that some of the outlets that I come across in the satellite towns where I come through, I go inside, I see, I do feel that there is a bit of different feel to it.
I can
feel it.
Yes.
You cited Thomas W. Jones, I mean, ex-chairman and chief executive officer of Citigroup's Inc.'s Global Investment Management as an inspiration for you.
Absolutely.
Well, he mentioned three things that you need to be wealthy and successful, and I think you follow those very closely. I mean, one, obviously, as you mentioned, is a very precise goal. Two is the right attitude. And thirdly is the energy. I mean, 20 years in the business, you need a lot of energy, Mervyn. But was there ever a time when you and Gene thought of giving up?
Well, I mean, our journey has been up and down, you know, like any other business.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I think in somewhere in the mid-90s or something like that, a big team of mine have actually just left us when we were about to expand to...
Left.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Left us.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, you get very demoralized and all that. You know, you get attachment to them because you've been grooming them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at one point of time, I was so stressed out. So, Gene told me, hey, Mervyn, I tell you what... Tomorrow, we'll just fly off to Hong Kong. And that was my first time to Hong Kong, actually.
Okay.
So let's fly to Hong Kong, take a 3 days break, and come back. And when I was in Hong Kong, I saw the crowds, the vibrant city and all that. Mm. It's like a paradigm shift, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when I came back, it was all full of energy again. And, you know, we persevered and continued. Of course, nonetheless, our family is very strong.
Mm-hmm.
They supported us.
Mm-hmm.
And most important, we must have God's blessing.
That's a focus. I mean, okay, tell us, Mervyn, how did you weather the various times of economic downturn? I'm sure in your long 20 years of business, you would have experienced the Asian financial crisis, the global financial crisis, etc. So how did you weather the various times of downturn?
Yeah, during this period of time, obviously, Bernard, I mean, business is slow. So once I was in the market with my wife,
mm-hmm.
all right, and I noticed this pork seller who has actually had very good business. But during this slow period, when he has no business, he sharpened up his knife.
Okay.
So he's preparing himself so what I did is we actually strengthened and sharpened our skill during this period of time.
During downtime.
During downtime, more motivating and encouraging the team because in any economic station, it's always up and down. So why not prepare yourself for, you know, the better times?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good piece of advice. Okay, talking about that, what kind of advice do you have? What is that one piece of advice you have for other business owners who are kind of like listening to us right now?
Well, I think stay focused is very important and feel that business is a journey and not a destination.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to enjoy your journey.
And obviously, do you have a big regret? What is your biggest regret in all these years?
Thinking about it, actually, when I was young, full of energy, I started at early 20s, mm-hmm. 21, 22. I felt that I should have even pushed further. to the international market because, yeah. But nonetheless, I mean, I think we have always been blessed. Maybe that's not the right time, I guess. But well, I think I could have done better.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point of time, I'm very happy and...
But sometimes it may be being focused on whatever you have and make sure you do it well. It's very important too.
Absolutely. So yeah these are the things that we have to consider.
Okay, before we let you go, Mervyn, I mean, is there possibly a next direction, a next plan for the GDeep Group?
Well, definitely our focus will be the growing in the global market.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love, in fact, I would insist the young generations to take lead on this.
Oh, I see you. Okay.
All right.
That makes sense. Thank you very much for joining us here. Group Managing Director of the GNIP Group, Mervyn Nui. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernard.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.